Hey everyone, welcome to Tom's Tips Podcast, your place for obscure movie references, cat facts, and everything Mag Hub related. And now your host, Mag Hub Product Manager, Tom Bellin.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Tom's Tips Podcast, going over the 9.5 release. I'm your host, Tom Bellin, product manager for Aisling. I'm joined by always Mark Gilbert, marketing director for Aisling. Say hello to the, I think it's the Jughead. Say hello to the Jugheads.
Hello, Jughead. You called me Mark Gilbert again, though.
Did I call you Mark Gilbert?
Again.
Zach Gilbert, I think is your name.
Thank you.
It's just my two favorite employees at the company are Mark Landowski and Zach Gilbert. So to imagine you guys being the same, somehow created in some sort of, I don't know, it's that weird science type of combination, just intrigues me greatly. Sorry about that, Zach Landowski. Well, anyway, Jugheads, yeah, that was the name we gave last podcast, I think. So
It was.
It's a good start. This podcast has already started out fantastic. But, you know, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose on the beginning of the podcast. But if we kept it the same every time and it was always perfect, which it has been, then, you know, people wouldn't have any reason to listen to it. So more reasons to listen to for me to screw things up. All kinds of fun stuff going on right now. Oh, speaking of fun things going on right now, I mean, middle of summer or towards the end of summer, I guess it's August, which is crazy. July, great month. My birthday was in there. I don't know, Zach, what were some of the highlights of your July besides my birth?
Well, that's a great question, Tom. I don't know. I feel like I played a lot of computer games, which is good. What did I do in July? I feel like July just flew past. My daughter visited for a couple weeks, so that was really good to see her. It's the first time since COVID I was actually able to see her. She's lives in the Upper Peninsula with her mom, so it's about a 6-hour drive from our house. So it's kind of an adventure to get her. And, you know, we got to see the UP a little bit, see the Mackinac Bridge, which is always beautiful. Spend some time in the summer down here. I mean, honestly, I am just looking forward to fall. It's my favorite season. And I just, yesterday was like 60 degrees, and I am just ready for it all the time. Constant 60 degrees. That's all I want.
Well, you know, one thing you did, I don't know, I'm not as into that. I do agree that the super hot weather we've had recently is not my cup of tea. I did spend some time my life living in like the DC Baltimore area and like the 110 degree summers. That is not my thing. I'm not a huge thing of the fall because that means golf season is coming to an end. One thing you did miss out on because you wanted to be with your daughter, you know, okay, I see it, is you didn't go golfing with me. And Mark and Jeremy, we had a golf outing in July. You missed out on that. So true. We still haven't had a golf outing.
I know. I need to do that. Yeah, I was just going to say, I did miss out on that. I did get to go hit a bucket of balls with Jeremy, though. So, you know, you missed out on that, sir.
I did. I look forward to that because it's always a mix. Basically, it's me who has the ability to golf and then enjoying to watch Jeremy and Mark and others just, you know, I don't know what they quite do, but it's a nice thing. You know, I can go play my game, do my thing, and then I get the comic relief. Mostly it's them running carts into each other and getting things like that. And then laughing at each other, then me laughing in the background. So that was a good time. So yes, hopefully next time you can join, take it very seriously. And I do mention that I beat everybody just because it's one of the only few things that I generally beat most people I play at, so I'm not really great at many things. I am great at many things. So thank you.
I feel like you always beat us at board games, just constantly. So
that's true.
That's frustrating. Yeah. You're an excellent baker. Very good.
Well, this is my favorite podcast ever.
I figured this would be. I'm trying to think what else you're good at. That's pretty much it.
That's it.
I mean, yeah, you leave your coffees everywhere.
Yeah. You know, I'm a mess.
You're a mess.
I'm a bit of a mess. I know, so I need people like you and Mark to keep me somewhat, you know, corralled. There are things that I do. I do it at board games mainly just because, you know, I like putting this understanding the item and then, you know, the rules. And a lot of times I'll play board game in a not fun way. So I always have to determine, do I want to win this game or just have fun? because it's two different mindsets. Because I do like the mathematical side of basically you have to get to a point total, and there's basically a algorithm of sorts to get to that point total. Most people play board game and they want to have fun, which is their mistake. You have to win. You have to play to win the board game. But yeah, I haven't played board games in I don't even know how long. It's been a while. We played online once. I'm going to go on a vacation soon with some friends. We're risking it. We're going on like a little group vacation. And the game getting brought in is, it's a bird game. Some bird board game.
Wingspan?
Wingspan. That is it. I've never played Wingspan. I've heard it's very good. And I'm excited to play that next week when I will be in some house, someone's house. Have you played Wingspan?
So I have it on my tabletop simulator that I have on Steam. And I started to try to get into it. One of the cool things I forgot to mention about July is I bought an Oculus Quest, VR headset that I have connected to my computer. So I've actually been playing tabletop simulator inside VR with my friends who are located across the country. So it's been a fun experience to kind of be able to see them kind of in a way. And play board games like we used to. So that is actually, I think it's next week is when we're going to look at doing it. We have to finish up a couple things first, though.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll let you know how it goes. I'll give you all my strategies so you can beat your friends after I play it and crack the game and determine, the best way to play. But, you know what the best thing to do to play with around this time of year? Is MAGA and the new features coming out? That was probably the worst transition ever. Yep. But I had to move on. So yes, if you are not staying inside playing video games like Zach or going outside like me and swinging a club at a ball, there is MAGA. You can always use MAGA and you can go outside and use it because it's cloud-based. So really, it's for indoor and outdoor kids. We have the 9.5 release going out. And so it's interesting. It's a fun release. I think because, again, it's a big push of the dashboard. So we've had the dashboard out for a while, the new dashboard. But, it's been kind of a building block. We're waiting to add all these other gadgets to it and migrating. So we've got a little bit over time, trickled it in. But now we actually made a big push. So we're going to see a lot more of the current gadgets go over into the new dashboard. Our plan right now, again, is to basically have a complete new homepage dashboard experience in early September. That is our goal. So basically, the homepage you log into now will essentially go away and will be replaced with this dashboard, which means that we just have to make sure we replace all of the gadgets into widgets. So we're not going to do that until we have all things. I know, like right now at this very moment, our developers working on the orders waiting for approval gadget to widget. That has been something that I know people have asked, where's that one? That'll be there. Other exciting things like available space is going to be a widget. Some of the pub year of years are going to be widgets. And along with that, they'll link to the appropriate report, which I know is a big, a request that we had at the last forum. Is like, it'd be great if all the gadgets had a link to somewhere. So anywhere we can link, we do link. Even if it goes somewhere that makes no sense. No, that's not true. We didn't make random links. So anyway, that's a big part of it. I know one thing, too, that internally you're excited about is the dock, which is not something too many of our customers take advantage of. And maybe with this change they will, is you can now add a widget to your dock and carry anywhere in the site. For example, this, if you want to have your calendar from anywhere, you can just add it to your dock, click on it, and your calendar is going to pop right up. Or your agenda is going to pop right up. Or including any metabase widget you might want. So that's really going to be at the, your fingertips anywhere on the site, you can click on it and get exactly what you want in there. So that's another reason we've been working on some meta-based documentation, work with Zach on that, of what information do you want at your fingertips, because now with the new dock and the widgets, you can have it. Along with that, I think, again, as we talked about, we're adding the weekly and monthly option to slot products. Most common use of slot, again, has been for newsletters. The idea of it is really a time-based sales area with kind of a easily built-in inventory. So if you have been selling, hey, we sell on the website, we sell a flat fee for the month, and you set that up as an issue and all that, you don't have to do that anymore. If you take advantage of the slot products, you can use, hey, we sell this as a monthly option. And just like how daily has a calendar view and the inventory is controlled, That'll work for both monthly and for slot items. So that's a big part of that too. And then along with that, we had very shocking news yesterday. Shocking. Google actually approved our add-in. So that just kind of happened. And classic Google, they didn't really, not the best communicators. And so all of a sudden it was just live. So it's there. So actually you can get that now, but we'll have more documentation on that for the release. So that's been a big fight for a while, getting them to approve some things. You know, we can have a separate podcast just with that. We should get Rudy on it and he can just go on a rant, Rudy rant of Google. It'd be fun. and then some little secret out that ends in. Got some of those kind of little pebbles of the shoe that will be addressed in this release. So I don't want to give those away because it's frankly boring to talk about all the small little things we did. But I think there's a couple little changes that we made that will make it easier to navigate around the site and get rid of more of those evil clicks that people hate so much. So that, Zach, I don't know if you're anything in this release you're looking forward to in particular taking advantage of.
Yeah, I think, you know, I've enjoyed playing around with the new dashboard. It's definitely a much more attractive looking dashboard than our old one. You know, it looks nicer. The reports are much nicer. Playing around with Metabase, I can't stress this enough about how easy it is. It's amazing. Like, I don't do data and I don't do reports. That's not for me. I mean, I look at data analytics, but, you know, generating my own has never been something that something that's ever interested me. So Metabase is this crazy simple tool to make data easy, and it's basically endless amount of data, and you can create some really weird scenarios. So if there's like a really cool report that is like, this doesn't exist, but I really think it should exist, you can pretty much do it, and it can be odd. Like I've done some really cool ones with marketing. A lot of, you know, I've updated my lead status report because, you know, we have a lead status report inside our platform. It works really well. The problem with us though is that we sell two products, so the lead status report is really more meant for leads of one type into the company. So, you know, with Metabase, I was able to create a lead status report that's much more flexible. You know, it provides me, you know, who's interested in our Aisling platform, who's interested in the Mega platform. Obviously, you can have some cool widgets, cool little gauges and pie charts, which is always neat to see. So I've been really busy on kind of those ones. And the doc is also, like I said, I am one of those users that never used the doc, never did it. I use the direct email component down there, but for the most part, never really touched the doc at all. But adding the widgets and stuff in there now, so, you know, all those lead status reports that I just created in Metabase, I can now pull up in my doc, which is awesome. So, no, I think those two things are huge. Like, I cannot recommend enough that people try the new dashboard and try the doc, because it is a big step into what you're looking for. You might not just realize it's what you're looking for yet, but it is amazing. So prop the developers. It's looking nice. I like it. And usually I don't fanboy about data and analytics as much as you do.
Well, see, I mean, this is my big thing. Well, first of all, that comment about, you know, not what you're looking for. It sounds like what my wife, you know, what I tell my wife too. It's like, doesn't seem like what you're looking for, but it's in there. Wife joke. Yeah, no, I mean, I get made fun of the company. It's been a long battle as far as the data reporting. It's always a huge challenge. If any software is, I want the reports, I should go get the data out any way I want to. And, you know, I should do a separate podcast in the life of data, like some sort of documentary thing of learning about it, going through it, understanding data warehouse from the beginning, of, you know, Rudy trying to stress it to me, not understanding it at all to now. And like, we are going to make a big push on that too, and some of the documentation. If you saw the beautiful work by Zach on what he built, you know, I kind of help. We can easily tweak that. So it's easier to pull data into there and make changes there than build a whole new report, which is one reason why Metabase is so useful, because in Zach's case, we had to add one extra little piece of data to a table and he got exactly what he wanted. And from a dev standpoint, it's a lot more agile for us to do that and help you provide a report through that way than it is to like build a whole new report in our interface. So yeah, I'm very excited. We're going to do more with that and document it to try and get more people taking advantage of that tool. So yes, the more people that love Metabase, the more people I sway over to the data side.
And I would say, you know, it's not, you know, this is just my disclaimer. It's not just for the admins. So please make sure everybody realizes we're pushing heavily to get all of our people using it. So like, we have sales executives that use it. And you know, some of our sales executives that, you know, they might not use it as much, but they are starting to adopt it more. You know, our projects team are doing it. support all of them. So everybody is using Metabase now, and or at least in the sense of they're using the new dashboard with Metabase widgets. You know, we never had custom reports really for the marketing department at our company. You know, we don't really cater to that marketing team. It's a lot of the ad sales team, a lot of the production, and all those groups. And those are all really good groups, and they have lots of reports, but, you know, the marketing kind of always felt a little neglected. So, you know, if you have marketing people or salespeople on your team that you think, hey, they could use reports or data of some sort, I highly recommend trying it out because it is available for all users. So all users can use this. Now, obviously, you need to have access to data warehouse and all that stuff, and we can help you get that. But, you know, a lot of BI tools are super expensive, and Metabase is phenomenal. So especially for what, you know, what they offer.
And right now, we're actually have an internal project we're working on what is called an executive dashboard. So if you have, you know, your boss wants a certain number, and, you know, they don't want to have to, you're tired of giving it to them all the time or having to come up with some complicated way to do it. The beauty of this is if they ever log in, or what we're going to be doing with the public view of this dashboard in the future is you could build all that one time using the custom data that you need and then put it in a public dashboard in September, and they can just walk in and see it on a TV screen. So think about that too, of all the reports you had to build at one time, once, whatever, build it in Metabase once, and there you go. Stick it on a dashboard. Speaking somewhat of dashboards. So anyway, you mentioned like my wife, that was one thing that happened in July. Well, I mentioned my wife, but you talked about, you know, not knowing what you want. We celebrated anniversary in July. So that was our fifth year anniversary. And the way we decided to celebrate was we got rid of the kids. That was our thing. And I said, we should do it in the middle of the day. It's like, oh, we can do it at 9, go out to dinner. It's like, no. Because we do it at night, then you got to go get them. And then it's the whole thing. And the night's a disaster. And they're full of sugar. So it's like, let's take the middle of the day off. Let's take the middle of the day and we'll, you know, just do nothing. Funny thing, my mom crashed it because she thought she was supposed to come over and help. And I was like, get out of here, Mom. Which is not something you want to take. But anyway. So we decided to sit down, we made some cocktails, and we watched a film. I say this film because it's a great experience. And I'm going to give us a couple clues about it, and then we'll see if who can figure out what film that we watched. So a couple things about this, and then from our last podcast, is it was the musical score was done by Hans Zimmer. So he did make this. It was also the first film by former power couple, where they shared together with Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman. This is actually before Nicole Kidman. You know, we Americanized her. She actually had her normal accent. So that was a thing in that particular thing. And it is about, generally, some sort of sporting type of thing, sporting related. So those are the clues. That's the film that we watched. A very romantic film. Again, Hans Zimmer did the music. Sporting related. And the first film with Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman. So if you know the answer to that, please submit that to our, or tweet it at MagHub. I think that's our Twitter handle. And maybe you'll get a prize. Maybe you won't. Maybe you will. We try and give the prize if anyone answers my weird questions. So that's that one. Do you know what that is right off the top of your head, Zach? Or are you going to have to...
I think I do know it, actually, which is weird that I do. But I will say also... it doesn't just have to be tweeted. You guys can also go on Facebook, LinkedIn. Oh. You can go on any of those platforms. But it is only
TikTok open for the time being. Limited time. TikTok. No. We have TikTok.
Anyway. Okay. But it's also only available for new respondents because we have some loyal diehard fans out there that like to listen to our podcast. And don't worry. We will open this back up again to everybody so you can kind of get a win again. But we are looking for new attendees. However, that doesn't mean that if you know the answer, you can't tell your friend to, you know, tweet or Facebook for you. You're more than welcome to do that. That's fine. But just so I know, new respondents only.
Only new respondents. But you know what? All respondents get the cat back. And I have a great one today. So I don't know if you voted. Our local elections were yesterday. I went and I voted. I voted in person. I was literally the only person who voted. And, you know, a lot of times you see those people like uncontested, you feel weird. Like, why do I have to fill this out? Why do I have to mark this? So anyway, voted. It was a very controversial election in Ann Arbor. Big change in the city council. And basically my friend's parents are very angry about what happened. And all the young people are happy. But, you know, you got it. You got to vote. And then you got to make sure you run because did you know, and I'm going to mispronounce this town. But for 20 years, the mayor of the town of Kalkana, a small Alaskan town, for 20 years, the mayor of their town was a cat named Stubbs. Because the Stub had had several uncontested elections. And I was led by local Turks, so basically he was technically the town of the mayor for 20 years.
I did know that.
Oh, well, there you go. Wow.
Do you want to know why I knew that?
I do want to know why you knew that.
Because I was looking up Alaska stuff, because right now, at this very moment, my wife is in Alaska visiting her friend, and it was like one of the news articles that just kind of came up because I was researching where my wife is staying, which is North Pole, Alaska. So she's staying there, and there was a, it wasn't like that cat fact popped up in my newsfeed. So either I listened to our podcast too much, or Google just really knows about my distrust in cats. But yeah, so I actually did know that. That's crazy.
There you go. Look at it. Welcome to the fun world of cat facts. All right. Well, I'm done talking. Is there anything you want to tell to the drug heads before we sign off on this podcast?
There is one thing. So just a reminder for everybody, we are having a digital MagHub Fall Forum. This is for clients of ours. All clients can attend. It is $50 per ticket. That $50 will include all the events, recordings. It'll also, you know, provide the roundtables. We'll have the roundtables. We're also going to have some panels, which will be great. We're having some drawings, which will be fun. You'll be able to test a lot of our different parts of our system. We're going to offer some trials to some of our products. So there's a lot of cool, you know, really kind of get into the weeds of MagHub. It'll be very similar to our fall form in person, but obviously just digitally. You'll still get to do Tom's feature freakout and all that stuff. The other benefit is every $50 that you pay. So if you have, like, you know, you pay $50 for the ticket for this thing, it's $50 off next year for the fall form that we're having in Chicago. Obviously those plans can change, and we'll obviously offer discounts to, if, you know, we have to switch to digital again next year, you just never know. But we are right now tentatively planning Chicago for next year. We will go to a baseball game. We will go, you know, it'll be at the Lowe's Hotel, all the same plans that we originally had. But yeah, so Digital Fall Forum, September 16th through the 17th. It'll be hosted just like we, you know, did the Digital MagHub University. We expect everybody to come. I think you'd all enjoy it thoroughly. This will be more back and forth, kind of communicating back and forth, less of us just teaching you. You know, it'll be more of like, hey, did you know you can do XYZ? We are offering more tracks, so it'll be led by the sales team, projects, you know, billing, finance, admin, all those people. So a lot of cool opportunities to learn more about the MagHub system, our integration, ways to utilize it more to your advantage. A lot of great content I think you're all really going to enjoy. And like I said, it's $50, so not too much, and you'll get 2 days worth of content and be entered into some sweet drawings that we're working on. So that's my last thing that I have.
All right. Sounds great. Looking forward to the forum. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Have a great August.